I just went to LA. Has anyone ever had their self-esteem lowered? Wow, that place will ruin your life. They're like, can you lose 30 pounds to play the fat friend? I was like, great, thanks. You guys don't like cellulite on the face here?
That's comedian and actress Amy Schumer, one of the subjects of this year's Pirelli calendar. Every year since 1964, the tire company has released a calendar full of photos of women, usually in provocative poses, naked, well, at least to some degree. In the 2016 calendar, only two of the women are naked, and photographer Annie Leibovitz says none of the pictures cater to the male gaze. Dr. Lauren Rose Warne is senior lecturer in the School of Social and Political Sciences at the University of Melbourne. She's in the US at the moment, but she joins us now. Laura, thanks so much for your time. Why is the calendar different this year?
The calendar is different this year because it's carving out a niche that pornography on the internet can't give us. So the Pirelli calendar has always tried to be classier porn, but even that's freely available on the internet now. So it's tried to do something else, something different, classy photographs, but more clothing and trying to be more connected to the pop culture zeitgeist, if you like, rather than titillation being the primary objective.
So what, doesn't sex sell anymore?
Sex sells, but sex is free now. We can get it in
huge supplies. Too much sex, is that the problem?
Well, this is the thing. With our phones now, we've got unlimited access to pornography in varying degrees of titillation as we want really easily. So companies have to do something a little bit different to carve out that niche and make the calendar that collector's item that it always has been.
Okay, so the proliferation of pornography and naked imagery means that people have to try and be more tasteful. I find that kind of hilarious. The women in this year's calendars were chosen not on what they've done, but not actually how they look, which is kind of the opposite of what usually happens. Who are some of the people that they've taken photos of?
Yeah, so you've mentioned Amy Schumer, and she's, if you like, the it girl of comedy at the moment. Yoko Ono is another example. Women who've actually got reputations for things other than their appearance, which is really at odds with the past of the Pirelli calendar, which is focused on supermodels, who are supermodels because they are stereotypically good-looking women.
And two of them are nude, comedian and actress Amy Schumer, as we said, and also tennis star Serena Williams. How are they different to, like, traditional calendar nudes? Because they're still nude.
Well, they're nearly nude. In both cases, I think they're wearing underpants. So you've got a kind of a slight amount of discretion, if you want that word. But they're both different, I think, because they both don't possess the traditional supermodel bodies. So Amy Schumer, as much as she's certainly distanced from a plus-size model, nonetheless, she's certainly slightly fleshier than we associate with traditional supermodel bodies. And Serena Williams is far more muscular than we ever see on a model. And I think those differences are quite stark for that calendar.
So is moving the objectification of women out of tire calendars and moving it to online really kind of a feminist victory? Isn't it just a shifting of where you get it?
I think these are two different conversations. The idea, you could argue that these...
But I'm having them at once.
I think you could argue they're still being objectified. It's the idea of whether they're objectified and something else is also happening. Because turning, being photographed, you're instantly objectified in the sense you're turned into an image. But is something else going on there? Amy Schumer claims that she felt fierce in her photo. So perhaps there's scope for empowerment. That said, lots of models also feel empowering if they look amazing in a photograph. So I'm not entirely sure that we should look at Pirelli as a grand feminist statement. Doesn't mean it's the beacon of all evil, but I don't think it's necessarily feminism in 2016. More so it's a sign of the market.
Okay, it's a sign of the market. Calm down if you're a feminist. And if you want to see the pictures, you can on the RN Drive website. Lauren, thank you so much for your time.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
And that's Dr. Lauren Rose Warne, a senior lecturer at the University of Melbourne, telling us about the move away from women bearing all in the Pirelli calendar. So you can see, get a link to that. The pictures are worth looking at. They are, well, they're very different to what you could imagine happened in the past. Now, in about 15 minutes' time, you're going to hear about everything going on in the tech world, including roaming prices. You know, when you go overseas with your mobile and you get that enormous bill at the end? Well, apparently it's about to get worse. That's coming up soon. But next up on RN Drive, our political panel.